You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
You're listening to another exciting episode of The Toilet of Hell Radio Show. If this is your first episode, what we normally do here is we either have cool guests on from across the industry and the world of metal, or we sit down and try to think of fun diversions to put you on while you're on your commute. Or we talk about the news, we talk about politics, we talk about whatever we feel like, as long as it's centered somewhere within our wheelhouse of metal and humor. If this is your 100th episode, thanks for sticking it out with us. If you like the show, you can get additional bonus shows via our Patreon. All that said, I am Joe Thrashenkill. With me today, I've got my co-host 365 Days of Horror and Brennicide. How's everyone doing today, fellas?
Pretty good. The internet has been scaring the shit out of me lately. I was just telling Jordan that this morning I got this insane schizophrenic lady screaming at me because I made a comment regarding how I liked the movie The Witch 2 entire years ago. And this morning she like went off on me.
Where did you make that comment?
I made it on the AV Club Facebook page.
Okay.
If you like, I can read her comment very quickly.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay. So I'm not going to read my comment, but basically I just said, it's a very polarizing movie. You should watch it, regardless of what anyone says, because you either hate it or love it. That was the consensus. And then she replied, I would never tell anyone to please fuck up this movie. Please see this fuck up movie. And she wrote 4 F's in every fuck she wrote. Movie that tells lies and sees the family system quickly and utterly, sadly, and extremely violently die a death that nobody would ever want to go through. Wake up. What in the fuck did these human beings just like you ever do to deserve such a sickening death like this? Well, of course it's fake. But come on, why write an evil script and why these actors are glorifying of what they had to do and chant evil, evil things that was filmed so realistic and made you feel the sickness of very violent, evil ways? This family had to die because they were the worst sinners to deserve to die like how they did. How the fuck did they do to make die like no one would like to die? That fucking witch, the pedophile, the ugly feminine, the ugly feminine push. Get real. Wake the fuck up. I feel this movie might have been sending messages of all the sick things that are happening, but not sure. Wow, this movie was an eye-opener to me. Don't be so damn gullible to think this movie is telling us all that we are in a spiritual war. So, Jordan, how are you?
You know, it's funny. Roger Ebert said the same exact thing about Soul Plane.
Yeah. yes.
I mean, I'm good. It's 2 weeks into 2018, and we already have our first feud of the year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Let's go into that.
That kicks ass. Because, like, we're ahead of schedule. it wasn't until, like, the end of January last year that Phil Abani was throwing gay slurs around.
I like how that ended up in, like, real, like, not newspapers, but, like, real websites and blogs covering it, so... The best thing you've ever done is have someone insult you.
We live in the dumbest possible world where, like, that's a newsworthy thing. Well, let's try to push it even further because that did great stuff for our traffic. You write a regular column once a week, every week, pretty much every week, for The Toilet of Hell called Shirt Stains. Now, this is I'm not making this up, right? This is a thing that you actually do, correct?
You are correct, sir.
Okay. So I caught the one, because I edited, I caught this one that you wrote the other day about this band called Origin. They put out a piece of merch that, well, it's ugly. It's ugly and it's stupid and it's immediately dated as soon as it got off the printing press, because they repurposed a character from the hit television cartoon Rick and Morty, and just slap that bitch on their shirt, and then repurposed some of the dialogue from that show. I've seen a couple episodes of the show. Not a huge fan, man. You wrote in your thing that you saw 5 minutes of it, and you were turned off. Breno, what are your thoughts on the Rick and Morty's?
I actually love Rick and Morty. Like, I like the show. It was ruined for me, like it was for a lot of people, with just the fans. But I like the show a lot. I think it's funny. Depending on which episode you give 5 minutes, you could think very differently of it. But essentially, this was a very funny episode where the they had like an American Idol style sing off where planets had to be saved from these giant heads in the sky. So the giant head from that episode, it screams in like an earth shattering way, "Show me what you got." And Origin just essentially took that exact picture of that head, put it on a t-shirt, and then just wrote, "Show me what you got." That's what, correct, right?
What makes this even funnier is that it's not even Origin that did this. It's our buddy Frank that slapped this Photoshop together in 5 minutes and sent it to him because they asked for it.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And they never, like, he didn't even realize they went up for sale. He's like, "I can't believe those fuckers didn't send me one."
So he didn't get paid for doing that, and I am sure they didn't pay Dan Harmon or anyone else from the show
this. No. God, I mean, no. Like, that's a thing in punk and metal, though. Like, you repurpose designs, you steal shit from popular culture. I don't really respect copyright law, simply because the way that it's abused in this country. So, you know, the next Toil of Hell shirt is going to feature, I don't know, Mickey Mouse riding around in a twisted metal car or something.
There you go. The Acacia Strain, as you pointed out, are very, it's very common for them to do this sort of thing. And I don't think I've ever heard them once getting a cease and desist for any of it.
Yeah, I mean, they move a lot of merch too. And to the Acacia Strain's credit, like, they put out 20, like, dog shit, ugly, stupid ass t-shirts, like the Dolan Please stuff.
Right.
And then they occasionally come up with like a really brilliant one. I had one years ago that was a picture of Hulk and the Macho Man Randy Savage like flexing on a beach together. said like the madness is running wild. Because, I mean, I like the picture mostly.
So what was the response from Origin? What did they say?
So Origin and saw that, Jordan, do you want to read a couple of choice quotes from your takedown of this piece of merch? Because I thought you had a couple of pretty good lines in here.
Let me open it up. what are some of your favorites? Because here's the thing. When I wrote this, like, looking back on it, I don't think I was particularly harsh or even mean with what I wrote. There's been times where I've written stuff where, like, I've gone back and be like, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or I was kind of rough on them. And after seeing the response, I'm like, nope, I didn't do anything wrong. This is great.
Yeah, I mean, like, you were actually pretty respectful about the band. Like, you were like, "Hey, I really, really enjoyed this band during this period in my life. I haven't listened in a while, but, you know, this is what it's." Gone is Old Man Apocalypse's smush face. In its place is the misshapen corn nut like visage of Cromulon from Rick and Morty. And it does look very much like a corn nut. But on the back, with the phrase "Show me what you got," there is a crevice to the giant floating head, to which you write, "Is that supposed to be the giant floating head's asshole? You know what? I don't want to know. I'm more than okay not knowing. Some things are better left unlearned, like trigonometry or your parents' fetishes."
So, in nowhere did I say Origin's dumb, Origin makes bad music. Really nothing insulting, at least to me.
And so we've said, I have certainly said much crueler things about bands.
Oh, yeah, same.
And but for some reason, they don't take to social media and write fucking six paragraphs about how angry they are that their dumb shirt stain that they stole from Dan Harmon, like, is dumb. So that's fun. And you know, whenever this happens, my favorite thing, absolute favorite thing, is that legitimate dummies come across and, like, they seek us out to yell at us on the internet. So anyway, Origin writes, "Ha ha ha ha." Sorry, this is on Facebook. They put a post to their 200 and something thousand followers. "Ha ha 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 ha. We are all for criticism and all, but really, There's a whole blog series for "Way, a band printed a shirt I don't like, / get the joke? Toilet of Hell, you silly. I'll explain ours for ya. While it might be a lazy cut-and-paste job as far as the artwork goes, the design itself was funny to us, exactly because of how similar the grumpy Cromulon face was to the cover of our album art, Echoes of Decimation, which has over the years become our unofficial mascot. So replacing the face over the rest of the album art was kind of an inside joke that we thought the show ripped off of us, even though we know that's not true. What the fuck are you talking? Well, not exactly the level of lazy cash grab as Acacia Strain or Volvodynia. Just
yes,
slap,
it is.
Just slapping. I like that they threw them under the bus immediately. Too.
Right, you fucking hypocrites.
Just slapping a random Rick and Morty image on a shirt with their logo, we thought ours had a little more depth, which we also thought was hilarious in itself. So I guess I'm sorry that this was enough to tarnish your already apathetic image of us? I don't know if you knew this, but we aren't Portal or Watain. We don't pretend we are actually evil space monsters in real life and keep up the charade full-time like 80s wrestlers. Nothing against Portal at all. Which implies something against Watain. So, you didn't like Rick and Morty. Maybe you liked comic books as a kid? Go check out our Galactus Hail Space design. We thought that was funny, too.
No.
If you want, I can explain it. Oh, and I'm only ranting and sharing the link because that picture of us with the Rick and Morty heads is cute. I'm thinking about making it our next dumb shirt.
So, Origin, if you're listening, you can pay me.
Yeah. Yeah, you Ooh. Can, you, like what you didn't do with Dan or our buddy Frank.
I like how they admit that it's lazy, even though I never even said in the article it was lazy. They're like, yeah, it's dumb, but...
Yeah, that's why we did it, because it's a dumb shirt. This happens literally every week at the Total of Hell. Jordan finds a funny shirt or a dumb shirt, and we rip on it. That's it. T-shirt merch is part and parcel of the culture of metal, if you needed that explained to you, Origin.
You can write 6 paragraphs, we'll get it to you by Tuesday.
Yeah. So, I don't know, the fucking Chud followers of their page are absolutely my favorite thing.
God, I can't even imagine.
It's a lot of fun. If you like what I can do, because some of them started migrating over to our page to rip on us there, which... I thought was delightful, personally. You replied to Origin, though, Jordan, I think. Or at least I didn't. I was
Yeah, asleep. It was me.
Okay. What did you say?
Well, I just used the classic Reddit copy pasta about Rick and Morty, about, like, you need a high IQ to appreciate it.
Yeah. Which is funny. Like,
it's actually a really good response.
Yeah. So anyway, we got, let's see. Origin fucking rules, and this blog is the whiniest one I've seen. And that shirt was funny. Guy has a very high IQ. Let's see.
Yeah.
Origin is sick, and that shirt is funny.
Did we learn anything from this, or?
Did we learn anything from this? Yeah, like, I'm going to keep making fun of bands that are obviously sensitive enough to... Oh my god. This string of comments, it's Rick and Morty stickers followed by, like, handled like a boss.
Really?
Wow.
It's just sad. The whole thing is just, like, depressing. For a band to be so easily reached, like, so fucking easily taken down a peg.
And we didn't tag them in any of the stuff.
No.
That, you know. So either they were looking or someone sent it to them.
Probably, I mean, I can only assume the latter is the more likely, but I can't be sure, you know,
I'm gonna
if
guess
you're that worried about it.
I'm going to say a Google alert for their name.
Right.
It's just, we say it all the time. It costs nothing to say nothing, and yet these bands and these musicians and these people can't help themselves. They have to rant. They have to prove my point about some Rick and Morty fans being really intense to the point of insanity correct with their long rant.
Yeah. Fair.
But yeah, if you guys really want to stick it to us on the internet, you could say something like, were a news website with news, like in parentheses or apostrophes, and say that we're like journalists with apostrophes around it, scare quotes, if you will.
If you really want to teach us a lesson, keep linking to our articles and giving us an extra like 1,000 to 2,000 views. Yeah. That'll really show us.
The comments scare us. They make us worried for our lives. If too many people come in and click and comment, it's just, it's terrible. Yeah. I can't deal with it. It makes me sad.
So by far right now, the most easily disturbed fan base, we've got Shining, like the badass, like, bikey men that follow that guy around, like, they are easily shook.
Kvarfoth?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And same with Destroyer 666. They've got the same kind of like big tough biker man fan base that spend most of their time yelling at people on Facebook. So, Origin, your fan base gets to join that illustrious club.
Capital S shook.
You're more than welcome to join us on the show, Origin. We'd love to talk about this more.
Yeah, we can talk about our ideas concerning intellectual property. I think you'll find that we agree more than we disagree.
Yeah.
Just not going to yell at anybody who gets mad at me for stealing something. what else we got, fellas? What else has been happening for you?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I went on the Toilet of Hell Social Club, and I went on Twitter, and I asked some of our readers if they wanted to ask us some questions for a podcast. And I wanted to have a little fun with it this time, so I phrased the questioning with like a would you rather theme. So people would submit questions to us that we can answer here. Would we rather A or would we rather B? And first, let me preface this by saying, of course, you know, 70% of these are going to be stupid, and they're just doing it to get their the lulls for the 5 people that are going to see me ask. And another thing is, like, you guys realize that if somebody who you're all going to be asking questions to, like, asks you to submit questions, don't go in the comments and answer them for me.
It's been a struggle since I've tried to get group participation.
There's like one guy that goes through and it just goes like, oh, well, that's obvious. What you should do is, and it's like, shut the fuck up. It's not for you. Like, we're not.
Yeah, this
not
is a free, part of this. This is a free thought experience, you know?
Right.
We got it. Gotta get out of my head. I don't need those extra thetans in there. Come on.
Certainly. All right. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through some of these questions. And I'm just going to pose them to you guys, and we'll just discuss them. So let's start with, I believe Daniel is Link, right? That's Link?
No.
No.
Link is Link.
Yeah.
Okay, you can edit that out. I'm sorry, Daniel.
No, it's funny because they're both Latin American.
I'm sorry.
Actually,
Daniel's Spanish.
Daniel's Spanish. They're all Mexican.
Bunch of Mexicans. All right. So we're going to ask this question from Daniel, or rather look at this question from Daniel. Daniel asks, would you guys rather go to a show with the guys from Blast Beat Network or Death Metal Underground?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
I thought so too. I think Blast Beat Network, the guys are, you know, would be a lot more chill. But I think he could have worded it a little differently, like could have challenged us a bit more, like the kind of concert, like a Destroyer 666 show or something. Because I think my answer would be a little bit different depending on who's who.
I mean, I don't think that the guys from DMU go to shows.
I don't think so either.
I think a lot of the bands that they rep are just like, you know, single Nazis, like making making music on their laptop. I wouldn't mind going to a show with the Blast Beat Network dudes. I mean, they talk about how they constantly, you know, are smoking drugs. So maybe we could smoke drugs together. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Sure. I think I'd like to go with the DMU guys just to see what the experience is like, just to see how non-dangerous they really are out in the metal scene. And just have something to come back with. Because I know the Blast Beat Network guys, specifically Axel and Vince, I know they'd just be cool. It's just, you know, they would just hang out and hold their brews and just watch the show and just freaking not be so serious.
Have you ever been to an underground extreme metal show that had like maybe 10 people in the audience?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
So that seems like it'd be kind of like the DMU crowd, like,
right.
It's everyone is scattered all around the venue that is far too large for this band, and nobody talks to each other.
I've been to shows where I'm the only fan, and everybody else that came is just bands waiting to play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been to those sometimes.
I think we all have. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next question. Jordan, did you have any more insight on that?
Nah, I don't want to be anywhere near the DMU guys. You know. Same. Just either talking with them or being in their general vicinity to be able to smell them, just no thanks. Plus, if you hang out with the Blast Beat guys, you get a really awkward picture with Axl. That makes it worth it.
Definitely.
When the Toil of Hell first formed, one of our buddies, Deputy Dipshit, he went to some show in New York, and he got a picture with Axl, and Axl looks like the most uncomfortable human on earth, and I cherish this picture. It's wonderful.
Right. We should use it as our picture for this post.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. We'll do that.
Yeah. All right. My next question is going to be from at Tree of Woe. I think his tag is Chapel of Ghouls.
Yeah, that's our buddy Justin.
Justin, right. He was the only guy nice enough to submit me something on Twitter that I thought was a cool question and wasn't a joke so much. But it's funny, but it's not like, you know, something to just cut me, to take me down a peg. So he asks, would you rather help Glenn Benton burn an inverted cross in his forehead every day or house sit for Varg Vikernes?
You know, I just assume that Varg lives in some kind of crazy traditional home alone house where, like, everything is rigged up to some kind of primitive trap. So I don't know if I want to deal with, you know, possibly electrocuting myself so that everyone can see my skeleton or dropping an iron atop my head. So I think I'd just help Glenn, you know, burn that little inverted crucifix in his head. What do you
drop an think? Drop an iron on his head on purpose?
Yes, so, on purpose.
I mean, I don't want to infect the skin of anybody as much as I'm sure Glenn Benton has with his freaking head. I'm sure that scar is there as well as it is because it got infected at some point.
Well, what I've heard is that he does it pretty regularly to keep it fresh. Like he reburns it, which is real commitment to a real stupid cause.
Yeah. Just get a tattoo, man, if it's that.
Seriously. Know. Oh my God. Why did he never think about that before?
Just do the right thing.
It probably doesn't hurt anymore, though. He's done it so many times. It's just scar tissue by now.
Right. The nerves are probably dead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he gets it right. I imagine
he doesn't miss.
Wrong. Some days he's got like a double 3D inverted cross. Oh my God.
Well, don't like wrestlers cut their foreheads because like there's supposedly less nerves there and you bleed easier or something?
Well, yeah. The gigging is what they call it. But yeah, they do it along their hairline and their forehead so you don't see the scars as much. But also because it mixes with the sweat on the head and it just pours down into their face. But if you look at the older wrestlers, you look at, you know, Dusty Rhodes before he died.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Sabu. Their heads are disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like a topographical map.
It's like a topic.
But
yeah,
to answer your question, I would say, it depends. Obviously, I'd get along more with Glenn Benton. We'd have a good laugh every time I jam an upside down T into his forehead.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't have to be a good house sitter if I'm staying at Varg's. Like, I could do all sorts of bad things and then just be done with it. So,
I don't know.
I guess Glenn Benton by like a hair.
I would pick Varg Vikernes just because I want to find out what the hell he's got going on in that place.
Y'all gonna fuck around like trip a wire and a piano is going to fall on your head. You're going to emerge from it. Your teeth will be replaced by piano keys. Birds will be flying around your head. It's just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
You could like swap out his record collection with like emo records and I don't know, put holes in the walls.
I don't think he
messed with his TiVo.
I don't think he listens to music anymore. Like he said before, like, I don't even own a guitar or an amplifier or anything. Like, I think he mostly just wants to play D&D and, I don't know, learn archery or some shit.
do karate in the woods and film himself.
Yeah.
All right. So the general consensus is the Glenn Benton option.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let's move on. Michael asks, for the rest of your life, would you rather listen to one grindcore album that's only 15 minutes long or one doom album that's an hour long? Fuck. Which I mean, I feel like a lot of good albums kind of push an hour. Specifically doom. I mean, I don't know. I think that's kind of obvious.
I probably, but it depends on which grind album, but probably the grind record.
Well, I don't know how he's framing the question. Does it have to play all the time for the rest of my life?
Oh.
Or can I just, when I go to
nonstop pick up, forever?
Right. Like, do I just, when I go to listen to music, I have to listen to Dope Smoker or, what was it? Mirror Witch? What was the one?
Bellwitch?
That was just put out.
Yeah, no,
Bellwitch. Yeah,
that one's like, that's like an hour and a half, which is unconscionable.
Yeah. It's just one song, but I mean, he could be talking about multiple tracks in an album. So, I mean, I think Doom would be a lot more smooth and cool. So, obviously, I would just go with Doom instead of just grindcore over and over and over.
I would say Doom, just because I like background noise whenever I'm doing stuff, and I think it'd be a lot easier just to have something going for an hour behind me than 15 minute grind tour over and over.
All right, cool. So we'll just stick with doom metal, I guess. I mean, Joe, you think you're more grindcore?
Yeah, I don't think I could fuck with doom over and over and over again. Then again, all like right. I don't really want it. Neither option is really good. I gotta go with grind on this.
Okay, next question. JP asks, would you rather watch 24 hours of anime straight or listen to 72 straight hours of power metal? To which I immediately replied, just sounds like any given week to me. So, but how would you guys feel about that? 24 hours of anime, a day straight of anime, or 72 straight hours of power metal? You got to pick one.
Christ. I watched Akira again the other day because it's on HBO, or not, it's on Amazon Prime right now. And I hadn't seen it in a while, but it's a pretty dope movie. You know, Neo Tokyo blowing up and shit. Like, I could probably just watch Akira over and over again for 24 hours, and I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I like anime and I like power metal, but I just would pick the one that's less time consuming so I can get back to my life.
Yeah.
Here's my thinking on this, though. You could sleep while the power metal's playing. If you're watching 24 hours of anime, are you having your eyes pried open like Clockwork Orange style and have to look?
That's not fair, because it's like, if I can sleep to the power metal, I can just sleep to the barking of Japanese language.
It's 24 hours straight. I mean, presumably you'd have to watch it, though, with your eyes.
I guess you'd have to flesh out the question more and find out whether we get to sleep. But
if you have to be conscious throughout the entire thing and focus on it, like, what is that really going to do to your psyche? Like, how much sexualization of 12-year-old cartoon girls can your mind really process before it breaks and you become just this disgusting, perverted weeaboo?
I mean, you'd be surprised, but I am a disgusting, perverted weeaboo, so I don't know. I don't know what happened at what point. But honestly, just put on One Punch Man, watch the whole thing, try not to have a good time, so... That's my thought on it.
Challenge accepted. I will not have a good time.
Try fucking not to.
Okay. I guess I'm really not trying to listen to 3 days worth of fucking power metal. So that's where I stand on that.
Sick. All right. We will move on. And when I said, sounds like any given week, he replied, you're disgusting. So, agreed. Brian asks, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized Danzigs or one Danzig-sized duck?
Clever inversion, Brian. Clever.
Which the same fucking guy tried to answer his question. And if this guy has a question, he's not getting it asked on here because he broke the rules. But what would you guys think? 100 duck-sized Danzigs or one Danzig-sized duck?
Easily one Danzig size duck, because
right.
Danzig is not that much bigger than the average duck, so you're just like creating an army of Danzigs to fight against.
Right, he's not really that much larger. However, if you think of large birds, they're very dangerous. Like
peck emus, your goddamn eyes out.
Yeah, ostriches, emus, like large birds. Although, if you think of like an Emperor Penguin, I don't know if it has much reach on you, but
those motherfuckers have strong wings. I've heard that. I remember it was like a Quora thing. Like, can you hug a penguin? And it was like, if you try,
they'll slap you.
Yeah, if you try to hug an Emperor Penguin, it would probably break your arms.
Damn. Yeah, they slap each other to fight, and they have to swim those big heavy bodies around in the ocean as fast as they do, so that makes sense. I didn't realize that, but yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll have to fuck. That's tough because you could just kick 100 little Danzigs and that'd be hilarious. Just a hilarious fight, but they'd eventually overwhelm you, so you got to go with the one. Make it a fair fight.
What do you think, Jordan?
I'm taking the 100 Danzigs. Yep. I think I can handle that more than one giant ass duck with the pecking and quacking and all the wings and feathers flapping at you. I know I can just kick and down punch a whole bunch of Danzigs.
Well, just get those golden glove boxing skills.
It would be funny to hear him scream.
Well, what are the rules of what are the rules of engagement here? Is this unarmed combat or street fight? Like everything's allowed.
He didn't clarify. So, I mean, I don't know if you can bring an AR-15, but
I'm not trying to Rambo this Danzig. I'm trying to up my chances of winning.
I'd go with the one big guy, the big duck. Because, I don't know. Ducks have weak, they have weak necks.
Hmm. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I can only assume.
I think the necks are pretty strong, man.
I mean, so are my fists, so okay, we'll see. Fair. We'll see. Let's move on.
The ducks have teeth?
No. They have bills.
Yeah, fine. I'm into this. Let's do this.
Does Danzig have teeth still?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's dentures or not, but the 100 Danzigs get to bring their dentures if they got them.
Okay. All right. One Danzig-sized duck. That's my final answer.
Let's do this. Just 100 little Danzigs gumming you. Okay. Kelsey asks kind of a good question. Would you rather listen to metal with no guitars or no drums?
Like no drums, like real drums, no.
No, just nothing. Just you don't get. You get to listen to a song, and it either has guitar in it or it has drums in it, but it doesn't have both. Which I think he doesn't mention bass.
Okay.
Although I guess bass guitars might be part of that. So who knows? But the answer is I would go with the guitars over the drums, even though drums, I understand how vital they are to metal music, and the song wouldn't be good either way. But if you've ever heard a drum track by itself, prepare for a couple cups of coffee to be brewing because you're in for a long run. They're not that exciting.
Yeah, but you're basically asking me if I want to eat a sandwich that has like just the left bread or just the right bread and no ingredients in between. you're giving me an incomplete sandwich and it's going to be deeply unsatisfying for me.
but here's the challenge. You have to pick one.
Okay. I guess I could just listen to the guitars, but I'm not going to like it.
No. I mean, there's so much cool shit you can do with guitar tone, and there certainly has been songs where it's just like an intro and the guitars are just swelling up. So those are cool. So I guess just guitars. What do you think, Jordan?
Guitars.
All right, let's move on. We're going to do guitars. Nathan asks, would you rather listen to Gent or Deathcore? Which I don't think there's really all that much difference.
Yeah, there's a little bit of difference. Like one of them has like long atmospheric sequences with a lot of noodly guitars, and if you're really lucky you'll get some dude that sounds like he's been punctured in the nads singing super high over top of it,
for free.
Yeah, that's immediately what came to mind.
Or Tesseract, they're both kind of the same. You go on if you had more of a point.
And then like if you listen to deathcore, like you have a lot of variety there, and that you can listen to a breakdown on the first two frets of the guitar or the first three frets of the guitar.
An extended range guitar with, no frets.
Yeah, that too. You get better lyricism with deathcore.
I don't know.
I want to watch you suck his dick. What is that? Upon a Burning Body band. It's like, everything is bigger in Texas.
Jared Allange from YouTube. You're not a YouTube guest. You're not familiar with him probably. But Jared Allange, he's this guy that just does like, he just releases spoofs of genres for songs. And he did this one spoof on Gent. And it's the, like, I don't usually like him. I think he's a little annoying. But it's the funniest fucking thing. Because it's like, musically, it's exactly how a Gent song goes. And the lyrics is just like, hypotenuse, triangle.
They do love just shapes. They love that shit, man.
Yeah. Spectral universe. It's so funny. I would go with Gent, because there's actually some Gent bands I do listen to. Deathcore, not so much. Although I feel like that these genres have kind of borrowed from one another a lot recently. Specifically, there's a lot of deathcore bands that just do Gent riffs and stuff. So
my question is, like, are either of these genres, like, is there any life left in either one of them? Because I feel like
no,
their heyday was, I don't know, approaching 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so. I think deathcore more so than Gent, because Gent, you can do a little more different stuff with it because it's more progressive, but not deathcore. That shit is over.
Played it's out, over. Homie.
Yeah. Let's go to the next question, fellas. Brian asks, would you rather get laid every single day, but you can only bone if Five Finger Death Punch is playing in the background, or never get laid again, but never have to hear Five Finger Death Punch again for the rest of your life? Like, it's guaranteed. You don't have to listen to Five Finger Death Punch ever. They're struck from the record, but you're never going to have sex again.
Okay, so my beef with Five Finger Death Punch is that, I mean, they're not a good band. It's been established. They won our worst song in metal competition. They're bad and not good. But it's, at the same time, it's not like on the same just visceral, like, disgust level as like hearing Harsh Noise Wall or something like that.
Right.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. So, sure, no. I'll listen to Five Finger Death Punch. Did you hear the one about me being a cuck?
Yeah, but you have to, like, make love to your significant other during that. no, it has to. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. Like, I can imagine, like, hate-fucking to Five Finger Death Punch because that's what it's for. But I can't imagine, like, trying to have a nice intimate moment and then all of a sudden being like, yeah, you feel about the one way. Like, oh my God.
I could probably work with instant, it. Like, honestly, if it came to, like, it was either that or listening to All That Remains Garth Brooks covers, like, I probably couldn't make it happen, man.
I couldn't do it. I don't know. This is probably the hardest question because, you know, it's like you love having sex, but if that's what sex becomes, then how could you?
Yeah, you've taken something beautiful and turned it into ugly.
Ruined it. It's like a Clockwork Orange, you know? I would just instantly, once I'm touched, I would just, you know, curl up on the ground and start vomiting.
Yeah, deprogrammed out of boning.
Exactly. So
what's your take, Jordan?
Take me to Bone Town. I'll listen to Five Finger Death Punch all you want.
I'm pretty sure that's a Five Finger Death Punch song. Take me to Bone Town.
I'd respect them a lot more if they just wrote songs like that.
My mom and dad never took me to Bone Town, and now I am sad. This is still 1998. All right, next question.
Well, hold up. Because I think that Jordan's onto something. There is room in metal for, like, brocore that's all about banging. Because, I mean, like, you've got Steel Panther, which sucks, but that's more of like a pastiche of 80s stuff. You need the B-dub sound about going to Pound Town. I think that's going to be the next big thing. So let's work on that, fellas.
Let's work in the back of our pickup truck, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Gonna meet you in the bathroom of this Denny's.
Yeah, I would probably pick the one where I still get laid, but I would just try and fail, and then I would get nothing, you know? So it's like the same thing, essentially. It's like I would never get to do it either way, so might as well just pick the one where I at least give it a shot. All right. This next question is specifically to Joe. Mm-hmm. It's from our buddy Fark. And he asks, Joe, would you rather Despo never actually release an album or finally drop an LP with Macklemore guesting on every track?
Is that Despot?
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. Despot is a rapper who is very, very good and also refuses to put out an album.
Okay. What would you do? He's got to have Macklemore guest on every track if he does release an album, or would you just say, forget it, he doesn't have to?
No, man. And I'll put this in a way that, like, metal dudes really understand. Like, I would rather say that this band, the demo is amazing. It's a shame that they never put out a full record. This true underground, brutal stuff on demo than deal with, like, just somebody taking a giant Macklemore shaped shit all over a full LP.
Yeah, same. I think. I mean, like, Macklemore, I guess, technically, just from a technical standpoint, he's a good rapper, but his white bread ass is just over. I can't.
It is fucking nails on a chalkboard to my ears. Like, yo, when I was in the third grade, I thought I might have been gay for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. So, but I definitely wasn't, so listen, I'm not.
Yeah, this song's for you, for all my for all my fellas that thought they might have been a homo for 10 minutes.
No homo. That's what they should have called that song.
I always love ICP for referring to him as Nickelbacklemore.
Yes, that's where I get respect for ICP. That specifically, it was the best. So funny. Downtown was a great song, but it wasn't because of him.
Yeah, who is the guy that guessed it on that song?
He was from Foxy Shazam.
Foxy Shazam, yeah. He's a local guy.
Yeah, it's the name of his band. I don't know what his name actually is. Ridiculous. He has some ridiculous stage name.
I had a friend who, like, because Foxy Shazam is like was local, at least, probably big time now. He's like, yeah, I used to see him, like, play at shows in town. He was crazy on stage. Like, he would take a lit cigarette from an audience member and eat it, like, while on
stage.
He
seems nuts.
Yeah.
Well, there's some real hits from them that I've listened to that just aren't that popular. I don't think they ever really took off in a serious way.
Yeah.
Plus, they also use, in every single music video, they use black people as props. Everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hard.
My final answer on this is fuck to Macklemore.
Good.
How about you Mackle less, huh? Huh?
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to just breeze through this one, but Judd is a Patreon contributor. So he says, would you rather blast beats and death metal, agree or disagree?
All right. Inside joke for another member of the Toil of Hell Social Club. You should join the Toil of Hell Social Club, get access to all of the dumb inside jokes you can handle for the low price of $0.
There you go. Thanks, Judd. The answer is maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Eliza asks, would you rather listen to Panic at the Disco or Fall Out Boy?
Ooh, it's a lady.
Ooh, one of them.
One of the three.
Several.
I have actually seen both Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco in person, live in concert. Mm. And I'm going to say Fall Out Boy.
Same.
Yeah. I saw Panic at the Disco, I guess, when they first had put out that record that made them real big, and I don't think they put out any. I don't know if they put out anything ever since, but
no.
It was an amateurish show at best, because they had a whole lot of shit going on, a whole lot of, like, you know, there was no way that they could play this stuff live, so it was haphazard and pretty ugly. I've been on the record of saying this: Fall Out Boy's "Take This to Your Grave" is a great punk record. So fight me.
No, Fall Out Boy. Back in the day, they had, like, some real emo music, like the kind that you could actually kind of with the rose tinted glasses of nostalgia sort of say, like, yeah, this was back when emo was good.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Like, I remember, like, driving around in my first car. It's super shitty. Like, all of my friends suck. Everything sucks. And I'm like, hell yeah. I'm having a great time.
your tape deck. That's all you had. I had a tape deck, and I put, like, a death tape in it, and it broke inside of there. And because the tape deck read the tape still in there, it would never play the radio. So I had to put, like, my mom was a nurse, so she just had, like, medical clamps. So I took a medical clamp, and I had to break the tape down, like, just crush it so that the radio would stop reading it and I can listen to the radio.
That's awesome.
And then a cop pulled me over once and gave me a hard time for having clamps because he thought it was weed paraphernalia.
There is something just magical and uniquely American about having a super shitty car.
Yes.
When you're 16 years old. Mine was such a piece of shit. The antenna didn't work. It would put the antenna inside the car and then put it back out, like, when you started it. For some reason, I guess people were afraid of, like, someone stealing antennas back in the day.
Right, yes. Snapping them. I think just it was a vandalism thing. They were so easy to break.
Oh. Well, in the process, like, it got stuck in there and, like, it never came back out, so I couldn't listen to the radio.
Fuck that.
Blessing and a curse, I guess. Oh, also the AC never worked, and I live in Texas where it gets to be 110 degrees.
All right. Do we have some time for a couple more questions?
Yeah, man. Like, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Jeff asks, triple acoustic album by Phil Labonte or David Draiman?
I would go with David Draiman. Same. Because he has some vocal abilities.
Right, he doesn't suck. He doesn't need to be auto-tuned.
I'm calling bullshit on that. I listened to a isolated track of his vocals.
Oh, really?
That Sound of Silence cover that, like, my third grade English teacher shared to Facebook and was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't normally like this heavy music, but this is amazing."
So I don't know what's weirder, that's where you saw it from, or you follow your teacher on Facebook.
Is there a story behind that?
Yeah,
I think she. I don't know. I had several. You didn't have teachers from your schools try to add you on Facebook?
No.
No.
I have it where none of the shit that I share can be seen except for people I choose. But yeah, I'll accept a friend request because you don't get anything out of me. Anyway, I listened to the isolated vocal tracks from The Sound of Silence and it is heavily manipulated. I think it was actually Christian Molinar that shared the isolation of that. So he faking hardcore. But regardless, I'll still listen to David Draiman 10 times out of the week instead of Phil Labonte, because Phil Labonte is straight trash.
Okay, great. I'll agree with that. This next question is another David Draiman themed question that comes from Ryan. And Ryan asks, threesome with Gene Simmons or David Draiman? And I immediately reply, or threesome with both. But I guess he's asking, like, would you double team a nice young lady with either Gene Simmons or David?
I have no reason to believe that David Draiman is a rapist, whereas I have every reason to believe that Gene Simmons is. So I will go with the consensual encounter.
Yes, I think David would be a big sweetie. And he would make sure that I was comfortable.
What if he gets those stupid, chin piercings caught somewhere?
I don't know. They're pretty flimsy looking. Like, they kind of flop around. I don't think they get in the way. I think they would just, rest lightly on her butt cheek or something. I think it'd be fine.
Okay. What do you think, Jordan?
I definitely don't want to see Gene Simmons naked.
Yes, it's also true. Although it's I'm sure he has experience in this, whereas David, I'm not sure.
Gene Simmons might also finish quicker and fall asleep faster, so maybe that's better. I don't know. I'm thinking way too much about this. David Draiman, go. Next question.
Okay, next question.
No, let's think a little bit more about this.
Right.
Like, let's imagine the scenarios, going to Pound Town with David Draiman.
Right. I don't think what's
in the new YouTube series.
I don't think it's I don't think the attractiveness of the other male is really that important. I'm positive Gene Simmons has done this sort of thing in the past. He's very experienced. He'll give you the pointers I need, don't make eye contact, don't talk to me,
don't ask any questions. He seems like a very selfish lover, so I don't know, man. I don't think he'd be helpful in the least.
He might criticize you too.
Yeah,
but I don't think selfishness is the problem here. I don't know if David could do it. I don't know if he'd just be too uncomfortable, and then that would make everything worse. So it's just something to consider. That's all I'm saying.
Does Draiman make his monkey sounds while you're there? Because that could be a deal breaker.
Yeah, also a deal breaker. Not to say that Gene Simmons wouldn't just be a deal breaker in general. His hair is a deal breaker, so.
His melting face.
That's right. His lips, his glasses. Ugh. Okay, David. Definitely Dave. Yeah. David. Last question. Last one. It's from our... it's Ryan again. I'll give Ryan two. Everybody gets one, but Ryan gets two because it's another good question. Or it's fair, you know. Who would you rather intern for? Donald Trump or Steve Bannon? And then he writes in parentheses, difficulty level, you cannot use this opportunity to kill them.
Fuck. Can I inconvenience them severely?
Well, here's what I say to his sort of add-on there. It's like, you cannot use this opportunity to kill them. It's like, you can't do that anyway. You can't do it. You're not allowed to, obviously. But that doesn't stop people from killing people.
Fair point.
It's like, hey, you can't kill that guy. Why not? Because you're not allowed. You can't.
Well,
okay.
I'm not sure when he asked this question, but possibly in the time since then, Bannon has, of course, been excommunicated from the White House and lost his job at Breitbart. So he's essentially just some old fat drunk with no power. So
exactly.
I might as well use the opportunity. I'm going to intern for Donald Trump. I'll tell him he's smart once and then, you know, work my way into some billion-dollar government contract delivering pancakes to the troops.
There you go. True. Very, very good point. I think you just suck up to Donald just the slightest bit. It doesn't matter who you are on the social ladder. The moment you say something relatively nice to the guy that everybody hates, you have an in. Yeah. You're all set. You're set for life.
And then it's grift, baby, grift.
That's right.
Yeah, next I can quit this fucking show because I'll have more money than God. It'd be great. Insulate myself from any consequences for my actions. I can call Gene Simmons a rapist on the air and nothing will happen to me.
I think you'd have so much money that you could just do the show and do whatever you want and never lose for it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
Right.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I would pick Trump because as much as he's a vile, stupid, racist human being, you could at least rob him blind while you're interning for him. And, you know, you could hop on one of his planes to go somewhere when he's not paying attention. You'd get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're interning for Steve Bannon, the most you could hope for is that he springs for your sandwich at Jersey Mike's subs.
You might get the backwash at the bottom of his whiskey bottle or something.
Yeah.
There's like nothing else left for him. Yeah, definitely Trump. Like you guys said, same reason.
Which one do you think smells worse? Like, I know Bannon's a big drunk, but, like, I don't know if, like...
Come on, dude. Bannon is rotting as we speak.
I mean, so is Donald Trump.
See, I think other people take care of Trump. Like, they press his suits for him, and they spray him with his tan. And, like, I think someone must spritz him with some Brut or something like that.
Right. He's got a pocket full of posies.
Yeah.
Whereas Steve Bannon can't afford him now.
No one even pretends to love Steve Bannon.
Right.
Cool. Very cool. Well, I will continue with that trend and leave him to die on his own.
All right. So that's it, guys. I think that wraps it up. I had a couple joke ones that I just didn't think were worth it. But, you know, this was fun. We could always do it again. So.
Yeah. Well, I think we learned a lot today. I don't know what we learned. We only lightly libeled on this one, so.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah. Cool.
Libel's written. This is slander.
Oh, slander. Sorry. I always mix up the two when I'm libeling and slandering.
Some quote-unquote journalist.
That's a great slam. Thanks. Every time I write something, people should call me a quote-unquote journalist, because I've certainly never identified as one.
Oh, right.
We don't do journalism, fellas. No. We barely do anything.
We're critics at best.
All right. I've had enough. Is there anything you guys want to get on this one?
We'll save the shoe talk for next time.
Okay.
Because it could go way too into it. That's a podcast all on its own.
Yeah. Look forward to the next episode in which we yell at people for their stupid rules about their houses.
Yes. This has been a metal podcast, but
all right, everybody, we love you. Be good.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.